It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. It's quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings, and now's the time to celebrate. Why? It's because football is here. The kickoff of football's 101st season, DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is giving all users a no-brainer to start the season. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook is actually moved the spread to Kansas City plus 101 points for all users. So even if Kansas City loses by 100 points, you'll still win with DraftKings Sportsbook. That's what we call a no-brainer. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and make sure you use promo code KSN to take advantage of this no-brainer of an offer. That's promo code KSN to get in on all of the action for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. Dustin, in quarter number one, we talked everything Big Ten and Big Ten decision-making. And I have to follow up with one last question on that topic. Your prediction right now, it's Labor Day. Are we going to see Big Ten football in October?
I would say no at this point. That's not based off any real information. That's just looking at the timeline and saying, boy, that decision has to be made ASAP. If that is really on the table, do they have all the information to make that decision now and allow these programs to get back up to something resembling full speed in time to safely play in the whatever the second week of October? That is hard for me to believe right now. And that's what I want to believe. And you know, I think there's a real sentiment out there that, you know, I'm not really the doomsday guy. Like, I don't really feed that on Twitter or social media or whatever, but there's a real connection being made between a lot of the people who are presenting this doomsday stuff saying that that's what they want to happen, which is nonsense. Me saying, you know, I have a hard time believing they're going to play October 10th is the total opposite of me saying I don't want them to play October 10th, because I do.
Oh, you're still a killjoy there, Dustin. I'm going to be out there on record. I'm optimistic. I think we're going to see football on October. So maybe that's with my heart and not my head, but I'm going to go with it anyway. And just one last note on this playing possibly in October. What's fascinating is there might be several teams opting out in the Big Ten. Could you imagine being one of those teams that chooses to opt out if you're one of the fans or even the players?
You're getting that happening. You're getting a small taste of it now when you're, you know, one of two leagues that opted out, you know, and what that creates between, you know, fans of other leagues, you know, SEC fans just talking about, and coaches too, saying football means so much more to them down there. It's hard to argue when they're on the field and the Big Ten currently is not.
It hurts as a fan. It really does. I read on Twitter and had friends texting me about this past weekend when it has to be an absolute gorgeous day on Saturday for what should have been opening day for Penn State if everything had gone as normal. And that's unfortunate. All right, Dustin, after I claim to be an optimist, let's move forward. This week, five-star offensive lineman Nolan Rucci from Pennsylvania, legacy player, the player that Penn State had to get in this recruiting class. I'm not optimistic.
You and all the experts, I mean, as we sit here right now, the trend is he's going to Wisconsin. That's where his brother Hayden is. Wisconsin has done an unbelievable job of putting offensive linemen and taking them to the next level. So you can't really fault that part of it. That's a pretty good combination. You know, if you go to Madison, you love the campus, you love the coaching staff, you know, that blue collar approach has yielded a lot of really good offensive linemen. You can't really argue with that decision. And I know we'll talk about this a bit earlier. I think it's more about, you know, Penn State not getting these five stars that are in the state of Pennsylvania and not keeping them there. You know, I think that's immediately where the storyline is going to go. And I also can't help but think, you know, looking back a couple of years, they didn't really pay very close attention to Hayden Rucci. So if James Franklin would have known what was going to happen exactly with Nolan, and if that was going to be a factor, he would have offered Hayden Rucci 10 scholarships.
He had to have known, you know, that this was coming about, right? I mean, Nolan Rucci was a known entity for several years now, that he was going to be a pretty special player. So, you know, if it was a matter of offering his brother, they should have known that previously. But it does lead to the question, a year ago, the must-get recruit from Pennsylvania was Julian Fleming. This year, the must-get is Nolan Rucci. Is it ever really a case that there's a must-get player? Is any individual player that special, especially one who's not a quarterback, Dustin?
No, I don't think it's so much about, but although, I mean, you do look at there's a certain breed of player, a certain class of player that is going to be transcendent, you know, and those are the types of players that, yeah, you know, one individual out of 85 scholarship players on a roster, you know, does that one player really get into, you know, we only won this game or this number of games because of that one player? It's always hard to quantify that. But these transcendent players, especially the ones that come from your own backyard, they're must get on different levels. You know, like if Julian Fleming is a kid who's going to have 3,000 yard seasons, he's going to be a force. He's going to be the Big Ten receiver of the year. Yeah. I mean, I think he went down as a must get that they didn't get. You know, Nolan Rucci, he's got all the stuff, the length, the athleticism, all the stuff that, you know, a premier offensive tackle has, the stuff that you can't teach. He was a must-get player. And yeah, you can circle around and say, hey, we're going to be just fine because we didn't, you know, even though we didn't get these two types of players. But I think you can't allow it to be a trend either, because if you're allowing these one player at a time, these transcendent players to get out of your grasp, it's not a good thing, obviously, long-term for the program. And I would just say one more time for Nolan Rucci, you know, Penn State is in a spot, you have no idea what this offense looks like. You know, to a certain extent, I think you kind of know what Phil Troutwine's all about, but his role at Penn State and how he's going to develop guys within the confines of this offense, that's still kind of a great unknown, where Wisconsin is the most known commodity in America when it comes to what football they're playing and how well they're going to develop offensive linemen. So if it's strictly a football decision, I don't know that you can really fault Nolan Rucci. You have confidence as a Penn State fan that this offense is going to be great. Troutwine's going to be great. You just have to see it. Most players haven't had a chance to see it. That's kind of the problem.
Well, you make a very valid point with Wisconsin. They are what they are, and everybody knows that. We're going to get into more detail next quarter, Dustin, on optimism, pessimism with the recruiting process at Penn State. But Nolan Rucci is not the only player who is going to announce this week. Nolan Rucci is in the 2021 class. There's a 2022 player, also Pennsylvania product, Ken Talley, who is a defensive end from the Philadelphia area. That one appears to be a little bit more promising, doesn't it, Dustin?
It looks that way. I mean, I think you can never say, you know, these expert predictions, you know, on 24/7, Rivals does it now too. You can never say that they're 100% right on, but usually there's a lot of smoke that usually adds up to the right fire. And in both these cases, Nolan Rucci, a lot of smoke for Wisconsin. Ken Talley, all the smoke is for Penn State, and that would be a big get for Penn State. You know, another one that'd be commit, what, number six in the 2022 class. Really excellent looking player. Played under Deion Barnes, who played at Penn State, who's now on James Franklin's staff. So there's a good connection there. And it's a weird dynamic. I know we'll talk about a little bit where the 2021 class, not a whole lot seems to, you know, not a lot is going right, where in 2022, not a lot is going wrong just yet. And it's just an interesting dynamic that is fueled in part by a pandemic and the dead period and all that stuff. So it's just a crazy time to see 2021. It's easy to be pessimistic. 2022, it's easy to be optimistic.
Well, again, towards that same tone of being optimistic for 2022, we had a 4-star offensive tackle, Drew Shelton from Downingtown, PA, which is outside of Philadelphia. He made his commitment to Penn State. So, again, just the continued success going on there with the 2022 class, Dustin.
Yeah, and a good get. First lineman on either side of the ball, 6'5", 260-ish. I mentioned Nolan Rucci has all the stuff you can't teach. Drew Shelton looks like he's got the early makings of the stuff you can't teach. A really, really fluid athlete at that size. And two more years. You know, still me, I'm still trying to get my head wrapped around that. Two more years to change his body, to get better, to work on all the stuff. He's gonna leave Downingtown West in really good shape. And I think his stock has a really good chance of improving even more. So he's already a 4-star. Good athlete. If you kind of picture him being 6'5", 290 in a couple years, and that will be, you know, especially with Nolan Rucci looking like a Wisconsin guy, that would be help soften the blow a bit.
Yeah, it definitely would. And that's one of the things also at the position of offensive line. Again, this is not like a quarterback. This is not Trevor Lawrence or Justin Fields. At offensive line, there's always five guys on the field. It takes a couple years to develop, so that's a much different kind of position. On a final note, Dustin, another negative one, we had Brandon Taylor, a 3-star freshman, was let go from the team for off-the-field issues. And, you could spin this a lot of different ways, but the bottom line is you have a young man, promising career, only in state college for what, a couple weeks, couple months, and finds himself in trouble.
I hate it every single time. You know, you think about the opportunity that's in somebody's hand. They don't understand how fragile it is when you're 18 or 19. A lot of us have done similar things. I don't know what the violation of team rules was. I had no idea where Brandon Taylor was going to fit on this Penn State defensive line. I felt like he was going to move to defensive tackle at some point. But most of all, you just hate to see a talented, gifted young person squander an opportunity. And this is what happened here.
Yeah, I don't look at this, nor do most fans, as a great loss for the team, but it's a great loss for the young individual who had a great opportunity here. Hopefully he'll find his way somewhere else and make good. All right, that's it for quarter number two. Stick around. We got more to come.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Two of MMA's most respected fighters step into the octagon this weekend at UFC 252. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can bet $1 to win $252 on this weekend's main event. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. To kick off football's 101st season, DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, has moved the spread to Kansas City plus 101 points for all users. If Kansas City loses by 100 points, you still win. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.